Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive.
Glad to be here.
Today we're going to be talking all about something called WALT,
Yes, Walt.
weighted average lease term.
That's it.
And I know that you out there listening are interested in real estate.
Yeah.
And we had this great article sent in from Renew Realty,
Okay.
and it's all about WALT. And I thought this would be a really fun topic
For sure.
to really dive deep into and understand.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're going to try to figure out what exactly is WALT, how is it calculated, and how can this knowledge help us make some really smart investment
Yeah,
decisions when it
absolutely.
comes to commercial real estate.
Yeah.
So the article starts off by just giving like a really basic definition of WALT, and
Yeah.
it's saying that WALT is the average remaining lease duration for a property,
Okay.
weighted by the rental income generated by each lease.
Exactly. So it's not just a simple average of how many years are left on each lease.
Right.
It takes into account how much income each lease is bringing in. So longer leases with higher rents carry more weight in the calculation.
So that makes sense. It's kind of like if you have a mall
Yeah.
and you have this like huge anchor tenant
Right.
that's bringing in
A lot of money.
ton of revenue to them.
Exactly. Their lease is going to have a bigger impact on the overall WALT than, say, like a little kiosk or a small shop, because the anchor tenant is contributing more to the income stream of the entire property.
So it's giving more importance to those big leases, the ones that are
Yes.
really driving
Absolutely.
the income for the
The
property.
big fish.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, okay, we have this basic understanding of what it is,
Yeah.
but how does this actually play into us evaluating a property?
Right.
Like, what do we do with this number?
So think of it this way. WALT is kind of like a crystal ball.
Oh.
It helps you see into the future
Okay.
of a property's income stream.
All right.
So imagine you're looking at two different properties. One has a WALT of 2 years, and it's mainly occupied by, trendy boutiques or pop-up shops.
Right.
The other property has a WALT of 8 years,
Okay.
and it's anchored by a big supermarket.
Okay. Yeah.
Which one feels more stable to you?
Just instinctively, I'd say the one with the supermarket.
Right,
It
exactly.
just seems like it's going to be
Yeah, it's more predictable.
a safer bet.
Exactly. And that's because the longer WALT suggests a more predictable income stream.
Right.
If most of your tenants are locked in
Yeah.
for a good chunk of time, you have a clearer picture of
Yeah.
your potential income.
Yeah.
And that can be really attractive to investors.
That makes sense. Now, the article also mentions that WALT can actually influence the value of a property. Is that because a longer WALT means less risk?
Exactly.
So investors are willing to pay more?
Yeah, they're willing to pay a premium for that stability.
Okay.
A property with long-term leases in place is like a well-oiled machine.
Okay.
It's generating consistent cash flow, and that stability, that predictability, that's valuable, and investors will often pay more for it.
Now I'm thinking though, wouldn't a shorter WALT offer more flexibility?
Oh, that's a great point.
Yeah, to adapt to any kind of changes in the market.
Yeah.
You could bring in new tenants, maybe
Exactly.
charge higher rents down the line.
Absolutely. So it really depends on your investment strategy
Okay.
and your risk tolerance.
Okay.
A shorter WALT might be more appealing to someone who's comfortable with more risk
Yeah.
and they're looking for a higher potential return,
Okay.
but it also means more work, more
Yeah.
uncertainty.
Okay. So higher risk, higher reward situation.
Exactly. Whereas a longer WALT
Yeah.
might be more attractive to someone who prioritizes stability,
Yeah.
predictable income.
Okay.
They're not looking to, be hands-on.
Right.
They just want that steady stream of income.
So there's a trade-off there.
Absolutely. It's all about finding the right fit for your investment goals.
All right. So we've talked about what WALT is,
Yeah.
why it matters. Now let's get into the nitty-gritty.
Okay, let's do it.
How do we actually calculate this thing?
So the article gives us a really good example,
Okay.
and it breaks it down step by step.
All
But
right.
before we get into the numbers,
Yeah.
let's just talk about the concept.
Okay.
You're essentially weighting each lease term
Okay.
by the amount of income it generates,
Okay.
and then you're averaging that out across all the leases in the property.
Gotcha. So let's dive into this example.
Let's do it.
It talks about a building that has three different leases.
Yes, three leases
Three.
with different remaining terms and
Yeah.
different rental
All
incomes.
right, so lease one has 5 years remaining and brings in $10,000 a year in rent.
Right. Lease two has 3 years remaining at $15,000 per year.
Okay, and lease three has 7 years left at $5,000 a year.
Okay, you got it.
So three leases, different terms, different incomes. How do we factor all of that in?
Okay, so the first step is to figure out the total annual rent from all three leases. That's easy. Just add up the annual rents.
Okay, so $10,000 plus $15,000 plus $5,000.
Exactly.
So we've got a total annual rent of $30,000.
You got it.
Okay, now we got to weight those lease terms.
Now's where the weighting comes in. You're going to multiply each lease term by its corresponding annual rent.
All right, I'm grabbing my calculator.
Okay.
So lease 1 5-year times $10,000.
Yep.
That's $50,000.
Okay.
Lease 2 3-year times $15,000 is $45,000.
Okay.
And then finally, lease 3 7-year times $5,000. $35,000.
Perfect.
All right, so I've got these three numbers now.
Add those up.
Okay, so $50,000 plus $45,000 plus $35,000.
That's your total weighted lease term.
So that gives me $130,000.
All right, now the last step.
Okay.
Divide that total weighted lease term by the total annual rent we got earlier, which was $30,000.
Okay, so $130,000 divided by $30,000.
And what do you get?
I get 4.33.
4.33 years.
So that is our WALT.
That is the WALT for this property.
Okay, so what does that tell us?
So that 4.33 years represents the average time that each dollar of rent in this building is secured for.
Oh, okay.
So it's not just the average remaining lease term. Mm-hmm. It's a more nuanced picture of how long that income stream is likely to remain stable.
Okay. I'm starting to get it.
And that's why understanding WALT is so valuable
in
assessing the risk and the potential of a commercial real estate investment.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so we've crunched the numbers.
Yeah, we did the math.
And we know how this WALT is calculated.
We got our WALT.
But what does 4.33 years actually mean?
So it tells us that this property likely has a pretty stable income stream.
Okay.
It's not the longest WALT we'll see.
Right.
But it's not super short either.
It's kind of in the middle.
Yeah, right in the middle.
If we remember those examples you were giving earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Those trendy boutiques with the 2-year WALT.
Yeah.
And then the supermarket with like the 8-year WALT.
Super stable.
This is somewhere in between.
Right. And this is where it gets interesting. As an investor, you got to start digging deeper.
Yeah. Yeah.
What kind of tenants are in this property?
Right.
Are they reliable?
Yeah. Do they have a good track record?
Exactly. What are the lease terms?
Like, okay.
Any options for renewal?
So it's not just about the number.
No, no, no.
It's about the context.
The story behind the number.
Exactly.
Perfect.
So let's say like a big chunk of this 4.33 years is coming from one single tenant with a 7-year lease.
All right.
That's a little bit of a red flag for me.
It could be. Yeah.
What happens if that tenant just decides to leave?
Oh, that's going to hurt your WALT.
Yeah.
Big time.
Our WALT takes a nosedive.
Yeah, it plummets.
Not as stable as we thought.
No, not at all.
So diversification.
Yeah.
That's super key.
Absolutely.
Not just the type of tenants that we have.
Yeah, right.
But also like when those leases are going to expire.
Yeah, you don't want all your leases expiring.
Right.
All at the same time.
That would be a mess.
It would be. Yeah.
Now we've talked a lot about a long WALT.
Yeah.
But is there ever a time when a shorter WALT?
Absolutely.
It'd be a good thing.
For sure. Remember we talked about
potentially
higher returns.
Yeah.
So let's say you're looking at a property.
Okay.
In a really up and coming neighborhood.
Okay.
Rents are low right now.
Yeah.
But you think they're going to go way up.
Okay. Yeah.
A shorter WALT.
Yeah.
Could actually be good.
Because those leases are going to expire.
Yeah.
And you can jack up the rent.
Charge those higher rates.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You're getting that market value increase.
Okay, riding that wave.
Oh, I like that.
Right.
But of course, the market doesn't always go up.
Right. That's the risk.
There's always a risk.
Always a risk.
So longer WALT stability.
Yeah.
Shorter WALT, potentially higher returns.
But more risk.
It's all about what you're looking for.
Exactly. What are your investment goals?
Yeah.
What's your risk tolerance?
And WALT is a tool.
It's one tool.
To help us figure that out.
One piece of the puzzle.
It's not the whole thing.
Not the whole picture.
But it's an important part.
Definitely.
You got to look at the property.
The tenants.
Tenant mix.
Your strategy.
Absolutely.
This is like a detective game.
Oh, I like that.
We're looking for clues.
Yeah.
WALT, lease terms, market trends.
Put it all together.
And try to understand this property.
You got it.
We're real estate detectives.
I love it.
So let's say I'm out there.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a property.
All right.
What are some questions I should be asking?
Okay. Well, first of all, what is the WALT?
Okay.
Don't just take their word for it.
Right.
Check it out.
Verify those numbers.
Verify, absolutely. Then dig deeper.
Okay.
What kind of tenants
are
contributing to that WALT?
Okay.
Are they good tenants?
Yeah. Are they going to stick around?
Stable businesses?
Yeah.
What are the lease terms?
Okay.
Any big expirations coming up?
That could really tank our Walt.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got to think about all those things. You got it.
So I'm not just looking at the number.
No.
I'm trying to understand.
But why?
Why is that the number?
Exactly.
Okay, and don't be afraid to ask some what-if questions.
Oh, yeah.
What if this tenant leaves?
Yeah.
How is that going to affect the value?
How's that going to affect your return?
Playing out those different scenarios.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Knowledge is power. Yeah. The more you understand about Walt, better decisions you're going to make.
I like it. Wow.
Yeah.
It really feels like we've uncovered like this secret weapon.
Yeah, it's a secret.
To the commercial real estate world.
Absolutely.
I mean, who knew?
Walt.
Walt could be so powerful.
It's a game changer.
It really is. So I'm imagining myself now. I'm walking down the street.
Okay.
Looking at all these office buildings and shopping centers.
Yeah.
With like fresh eyes.
I love it.
How can I start incorporating what we've talked about today?
You've got a new lens to see the world through. As you walk by, those properties start paying attention to the businesses there.
Okay.
Are they like big established companies that you think are probably locked in for a long time?
Right.
Or are they more like, you know, trendy pop-up shops?
Yeah.
Shorter lease terms, maybe?
I mean, if I see a building with a lot of for lease signs.
Ooh, yeah, that's a clue.
Maybe a shorter WALT.
Could be.
Higher risk.
Potentially.
But maybe a good opportunity.
For the right investor.
Right. It's all about connecting the dots.
Exactly.
Looking beyond just what we see on the surface.
That's it.
And thinking about what's going on with those leases.
Absolutely.
So WALT isn't just a number.
No.
On a spreadsheet.
It's the heartbeat of a property.
Yeah.
The rhythm of the income.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
All right. So we've defined it.
We did.
We calculated it.
Yeah.
We've explored it.
We did a deep dive.
But here's my final thought for everyone listening out there.
Okay, I'm ready.
How do you think understanding WALT is going to change the way you evaluate real estate?
Hmm.
Could this help you make more informed decisions?
Absolutely.
And maybe even lead to more profitable investments?
All about the knowledge.
WALT, just one piece of the puzzle.
A powerful piece, though.
But it could give you that edge.
Definitely an advantage.
In the real estate world.
Sure.
All right. Until next time, happy investing, everyone.